Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio. This week is a solo episode and I'm talking all about recurring revenue. Now, what has recurring revenue got to do with personal brand, I hear you ask? Well, quite a bit, to be honest, as I have found out in the last few years. Now, you may have heard of recurring revenue in different contexts, and the other term that you might have heard of is passive income. And the thoughts that might pop into your head when you hear that term are it's scammy, get-rich-quick schemes, bros next to Lambos, and all of those sorts of negative connotations. And I have to be honest, that was my perception of passive income, which is why I prefer the term recurring revenue. And you know what? It is not a dirty word or words. It is something that can add huge value to your business or potentially be a side hustle if you have a job. And it's something that you can leverage your personal brand so well to add value. Now, what passive income or recurring revenue is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It really, really isn't. You can't just have this passive income stream where you do absolutely nothing and all this money just pops into your bank all the time. That is scammy and that is just complete load of rubbish. Let's get that out of our heads straight off. But instead, let me tell you about some of the ways that I've been able to have recurring revenue within my business and as other income streams in a way that my personal brand has been able to support. Here are a few things. One of them is something that I talk about a lot on the show, which is around doing your own book. I have three books. Now, writing a book for a lot of people feels like a huge amount of work, and it is. We can't get away from that. Although I do have friends who've written books in a weekend, which is completely wild, but it can happen. But for most people, writing a book does take a considerable amount of planning and time. But once you've created that book, that is an asset that you are able to sweat in so many ways that does bring in recurring revenue. So I have my three books. The first book, From Learner to Earner, which I wrote for students and graduates to help them get their first graduate job. I actually did do a second edition of that a few years later because we had the pandemic hit and recruitment changed massively. So it felt appropriate to do an update because there were so many online processes that had been added in that hadn't existed when I wrote it the first time. But other than that, the other books that I've done, I haven't had to do update. Obviously, the most recent book only came out last summer, and that might require an update or two over the years. But overall, the hard work has been done for those books, and I continue to enjoy a passive income or recurring revenue every month for those books. The other way that books make money, which again, you may have heard me talk about on the show, is that you're able to package books in with other things. So ways that I've done this and I've seen other people do this well might be to have a book launch where you sell tickets. Now, my book launches have always been free, but you could sell tickets to your book launch and you could make some money through that way. It might be that you are paid to speak at an event and you parcel your books into the speaker fee that you get for that particular event. Now, I've done that quite a few times now, and it's brilliant because I'm going to go and speak at the event anyway, so I've got to do my prep for that event. But by being able to add the books on, particularly if it's an event where there's potentially hundreds of people coming along, you can add a huge amount of extra revenue to that speaker fee to be able to give the books out as well, which is totally awesome. So that's a really brilliant way of gaining some passive income. Another thing I've seen work well is people who deliver programs as part of their business offer who will add books in as part of that package so they can increase the price. Again, another effective way of leveraging the book. So books do work in terms of recurring revenue. Now, for my first two books, I worked with a hybrid publisher who give me royalty updates twice a year and they take a cut of those royalties. So I get payments from them twice a year. With my third book, that was published on Mojo Publishing and I own Mojo Publishing. So in theory, I could take that cash out any time I like, but we do twice annual reports for our author clients. So it's the same sort of setup, although without any of those fees. And the great thing about the third book is that I did it in all three formats. So I have the paperback version, the Kindle version, and also the audiobook. And if you listen to this show regularly, when I've had authors on talking about their books and talking about the split of sales for their books, they were all telling me that 50% of the sales were coming from audiobooks. And I didn't believe them because I'm not a consumer of audiobooks myself, but they were absolutely right. Almost eerily to the unit, my split of sales from books comes 50% audiobook and the other 50% split between paperback and Kindle, which I just find completely wild. So very cool and a great way to generate an additional income. So books for me is definitely one of my top ways of having recurring revenue. Other ways are things like online courses. Now, I know online courses have been popular for quite a long time now, but again, all of that work up front, and once they're there, you might need some updates from time to time, depending on what the content is. But overall, you have created the bulk of that asset, and it can be sold on your website, or it can be sold on a site like Teachable or something similar, you know, that somewhere that hosts courses where people can search for it. You can do ads that will drive sales to courses. We have several online courses on our website. We've got a few more planned as well. It is super cool when you sell something like that on your website. We use Stripe as our payment platform, and the alerts are tied to my email address. So every time someone buys one of our courses or one of our resources, I get an email that says, you just got paid this. And it is quite cool. It's quite fun because we haven't had to do anything. So online courses can be good. You can also parcel up online courses and create a program. So that's another way of sweating that out. Asset. So online courses, and then also we have resources. So again, on our website, you can buy, we have a load of LinkedIn resources. You create this once and it's there. Other than the update, it is there for people to buy. My final way of securing recurring revenue within the business is to act as an affiliate. Now, again, affiliate marketing can have a little bit of a dodgy rep, but I think it's really important that if you choose to get involved in affiliate marketing, that you need to do it in a way that is very authentic to you and you as a brand, your personal brand, also your business brand. So for me, I have been an affiliate for several things now. The first one, Atomicon. Atomicon is, I think, one of the best conferences going. It is a conference that is hosted at the moment in Newcastle, well, technically Gateshead, and it's a conference for small business owners and marketeers. And people come from all over the world to come to the Northeast for this conference. And I love that. I think it's really, really, really cool. I've been to the conference a couple of times. I've spoken there. And it's just got such a great atmosphere. And it's a conference that I recommend to loads and loads of people. Therefore, it felt like a no-brainer to be recommending the conference and to be able to do that as an affiliate. So each time someone registers through our link to attend Atomicon, we get a small payment for that. It, to me, just a no-brainer because we were doing those recommendations anyway, so why not get that acknowledgement for them? Check out Atomicon if you've not heard of it. It is genuinely a super cool conference to go to. There's that. I'm also an affiliate for ScoreApp. ScoreApp is the quiz software that we use in Moja. You'll find links to our various quizzes in all sorts of different places. So I have a link to our profile quiz. We call it our free PR profile quiz. You'll find the link to it in my LinkedIn bio. You'll find link to it on our website. It's even in the show notes for Beyond the Bio. So lots of different ways that we use that link to send people to our quiz. We then have them on our mailing list, or it might be that they request a call. So we're able to follow up really effectively with people that are interested in our services. I used ScoreApp as a user, absolutely loved it. I think it's brilliant. Therefore, when an opportunity came up to make an angel investment into ScoreApp, I was totally up for that because I'd bought into the product myself, so therefore it made sense to do that financially as well. Now, as a result of being an angel investor, I get a referral code. So again, why would I not recommend ScoreApp when it's something I've got an investment in? It's something that we use every day and we think works really, really effectively. So again, anyone that signs up through our affiliate link, They get a bit more from signing up through my link. And also we get a small amount of commission on each person that moves from a free account into a paid account. Again, you know, these are things I'm using. I go to Atomicon and I use ScoreUp every day. So why would I not recommend those? And the final thing that I'm an affiliate for is the Race to Recurring Revenue Challenge that Lisa Johnson is doing. And it literally starts today. If you're someone that listens to the podcast on a Monday, it literally starts today. If you're listening a little bit later, but still perhaps this week, then it won't be too late to join. I'm going to pop a link to the challenge in the show notes. But if it's expired or we're a bit out of time or whatever, just drop me a message and I'll see whether I can hook you up with the program. Basically, it is a free 4-day challenge that shows you how you can introduce recurring revenue streams into your business. It will help you to come up with an idea. It will help you to build an audience for that idea and it will help you to launch that. So it is a free challenge that is taking place all of this week. And there is an opportunity for an upsell at the end to join Lisa's one-to-many program, which is something that we have been through at Mojo. We think it works really well to help you work out what is going to work as a recurring revenue stream within your business. So again, something that we've used, something that we've benefited from, and something that we think works really well. I'm going to pop a link to that in the show notes as well. So today's date is the 24th of February. It's the day the challenge starts, but it won't be too late if you listen to this show within the next week or two to be able to get involved and to join the program. I hope that all of these ideas that I've shared of things that are working for us within our business that are recurring revenue streams have perhaps prompted a thought or two of things that you might be able to do within your own business or as potentially a side hustle, like I said, if you have a job. Now, how does this relate to personal brand? Hopefully it does make sense. The thing is that to be able to make money from all of the things that I discussed, you have to have some level of brand. People have to know who you are. You can't create the best online course in the world and just expect that people are going to buy it. I think that's unlikely to happen. And in fact, let me tell you a story where that happened to me. Quite a long time ago now, I want to say 8 years, something like that, I had this idea to do an online course in my last business. And it was a brilliant idea. It was a brilliant course. We spent a ton of money putting this course together. It was very in-depth with workbooks and resources, blah, 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 all these cool things. But then when we launched it, no one in the business had any kind of major visibility. I was still probably the most prominent person in the business, but my profile was quite small then compared to where it is now. And even though we promoted this course, we got like no sales. Maybe we got a handful of sales, but it was so disappointing knowing that that course was really great. But the thing that was missing was we had not built an audience. We hadn't built the audience for the course and we weren't able to direct any traffic towards the course. So it failed. But what a great learning lesson. We were able to realize where we'd gone wrong. And although it stung a bit at the time because I had spent a lot of money putting this together, which, by the way, you don't need to do. It's cost me nothing to put all of our other courses for Mojo together other than time. Yeah, big learn with that. You've got to have the audience. It's all the things that I talk about on this show week in, week out that are raising your profile, getting you visible so that when you do have something to launch and you do have something to shout about, there is an audience ready and waiting and wanting to buy what you are selling. I hope this episode has been useful. Just it's a little bit different, isn't it? A little bit of a different topic today, but getting you thinking about what might work in your business, hopefully dispelling some of those myths around scammy passive income schemes. You've got to put the work in for these up front, or if you're doing the affiliate side of things, there's still some level of work in that because you've got to promote it in some way. So you need to think about what kind of posts you would put out there that are going to encourage people to get involved. But once the hard work's been done, as long as it's genuine and there's a level of integrity there around what it is that you're selling or promoting, then you will make money from it. I hope that this episode has been useful to prompt some of that thinking. I'd love to hear what ideas you come up with that are going to suit you and whatever stage you're at with business. As always, let me know how you get on and I'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening.
If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.